everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
This week we're taking on a very popular toy, one that probably most of us listening have played with at some point or another. We are taking on Lego trivia. Predict your Lego trivia score here.
12.
12 out of 15. He thinks he's going to do well. Well, for those of you joining us for the first time or coming back for the 120th time, we just wanted to go over quick how this podcast works. We were going to give you 15 questions of trivia in three rounds of five questions each. This first round that goes by is the easiest round. This round is called...
the Trivia Tots.
All right, and we're going to get harder from there. So here we go. First round, easiest questions. Question one. What country was the Lego group founded in?
USA. Wait, no, hold on.
Need a guess.
Like IKEA, like the colors of the logo might mean the nationality. I'm not sure.
Just take a guess.
I don't know.
So you don't have a guess?
No.
Okay. So I think this is the first time this has ever happened. Question number one, the answer we're looking for is Denmark. Denmark.
I did not know that.
You did not know that. That's okay. So maybe that question was a little tough for the very first one. That's okay. Question two. What are the iconic yellow plastic people in Lego sets called?
Lego minifigures.
Minifigures is correct. Yeah, so they were introduced in 1978, and they were made yellow, so they kind of like were neutral, so they kind of represented everybody on Earth.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
But then they get into movies.
Mm-hmm. Question three. What color brick is traditionally the most common standard Lego color produced?
Color? Yellow.
Yellow is incorrect. The answer we are looking for, the most common standard Lego color, is red. Red.
That does not seem true.
So red and white were the two primary colors chosen when the Lego bricks were first patented in 1958.
What, so they have red skin?
Just Legos in general, not minifigures, just Legos. Okay. Question four. What is the name of the main character in the Lego movie?
Emmett.
Emmett.
Burkowski.
Emmett Burkowski is correct. Not named. You are not named after Emmett from the Lego movie.
The double T.
You are. Yeah, he spells his name wrong. Yeah, you use two T's.
Yeah.
But no. But it was a great movie, though.
Yes.
Emmett is a great character.
Yes.
Question five. What type of larger Lego bricks are designed specifically for toddlers and young kids?
Lego Duplo.
Duplo is correct. Duplo bricks are exactly twice the size of standard Lego bricks in almost every single dimension. So they just made it double the size. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that it was actually meant that, but you know what's really kind of funny is you know what Duplo means?
Duplicate.
Double. Yeah, Duplo means double, meaning... so it's
that
twice the size. That totally makes sense.
But I can see why they made Duplo twice the size. Because normal Legos are choking hazards.
Sure. And harder to work with small, yes. with small hands and stuff. And that's going to do it for the first five questions, our trivia tots round. I'm just doing okay. These were hard. This could be a tough one. So, but we're now going to make the difficulty a little bit harder here. So for questions 6 through 10, we call this round
the mind movers.
The mind movers. So here we go. Question 6. What famous Marvel superhero has a yellow and red suit made into countless Lego sets and video games?
Mario?
What famous Marvel superhero?
Spider-Man
is incorrect. The yellow and red suit made famous by a Marvel superhero is Iron Man. So there are over 50 different Lego Iron Man suit minifigures that have been designed over the years.
Crazy.
He has 50 minifigures. That's crazy. Question 7. What material were the very first toys made by the founder of Lego?
Clay
is incorrect. The very first toys that were made by the founder of Lego were made out of wood. Wood.
Which also makes sense.
So they switched over to plastic in 1949, but the founder of Lego, he carved wooden pole toys and little duck figures for toys. Question 8. How many tubes or circular pegs are on the top of a standard 2x4 Lego brick?
Eight
is correct. Yeah, so in the Lego builder community, those little top pegs, they call them studs. That's like the phrase that they use to describe those. And 2x4, meaning two rows of four, makes a total of 8. So there are 8 studs on a 2x4.
Math, Dad.
Question 9. Which iconic character in The Lego Movie keeps insisting on building only black or very, very gray ships?
What?
Which iconic character in The Lego Movie keeps insisting on building only black or very, very dark gray ships?
Well, I'm assuming it's the villain. I don't remember his name, though.
The villain is incorrect. The answer is Batman. Lego Batman.
I genuinely actually forgot that he was in that movie.
Yeah.
Like, he has his own other, like, separate Lego movie.
Yep. Yeah, he got his own spinoff.
Which is actually better than the Lego movie, I would say.
I think Lego Batman is one of my favorite characters, for sure.
Will Arnett's so good.
Mm-hmm. Question 10. What famous sci-fi vehicle from Star Wars holds the record for being released in the most different scales and versions by Lego?
TIE Fighter.
A TIE Fighter is incorrect. The answer is the Millennium Falcon. It's been produced as everything from a 4-piece advent calendar micro build to a 7,500-piece ultimate collector set and everything in between.
Shout out to my friend's dad. He actually built the Millennium Falcon.
Mm-hmm. Who did that?
William's dad.
Oh, he did that. Oh, he did. I didn't know he did that. That's pretty sweet. I've always wanted to see one of those get built. Those are pretty neat. Well, congratulations to Willem's dad. And that's going to do it for the Mind Mover round. We're 10 questions in, but we got 5 left, and we're turning up the difficulty to its peak. We call this set of questions
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question 11. In the Lego movie, what is the name of the powerful glue weapon the villain tries to use?
Something with freeze. Super freeze.
Super freeze? I think that's a great guess. Incorrect, though. The answer is the Kraggle. The Kraggle.
I forgot. The Kraggle.
So if you've not watched the Lego movie and you were planning on watching the Lego movie, you need to skip ahead a couple seconds here, but we are going to discuss quick because there's a spoiler here. Do you remember what Kraggle is?
It's where a Kraggle is a super glue that if you put it on pieces, they'll never move again.
Yeah, but it's also called crazy glue.
Yeah.
And so Kraggle is the ZY letters and the loo off of glue came off and it was Kraggle. Yeah. That's why it's called that. Question 12. What was the name of the robotic Lego system line launched in 1998 that let kids program their own robots?
Lego Robotics.
Lego Robotics is incorrect. The answer we're looking for is Lego Mindstorms. Mindstorms.
There's also Lego Robotics.
I think there's a bunch of, but like that's not the one from 1998.
Oh.
That the question was looking for. Yep, Mindstorms was developed in collaboration with MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And now, I mean, we have a lot of different types of robotics and stuff used with Legos, yeah. Don't we? Yeah.
We have a Lego robotics club at school. I mm-hmm. think so. Or is it just, I think it's just robotics then.
But they do use Legos. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I actually took a Lego robotics class once.
Yeah, that was fun. Question 13. What color are the brick separator tools included in most modern medium to large Lego sets?
The life-saving orange thing.
The orange thing is correct. Yes, it is orange. And there's very limited runs where it actually is a teal or green color. But for the most part, that little prior piece is a bright orange color.
We should all give that thing thanks.
It does
all Lego
help.
Users, please thank that thing from the bottom of your heart.
Especially when you get those like thin ones yes. stuck on the top and you don't have fingernails to get in there. Definitely helps. Question 14. What is the name of the Master Builder Competition reality TV show hosted by Will Arnett?
Lego Masters.
Lego Masters is correct.
Now, there is a viral clip of someone accidentally pushing over their entire 15,000-piece motorcycle on that show.
That would be pretty awful if you worked that hard and all of a sudden it just one little thing. But that was a fun show. We watched that one.
Like 2 episodes.
Yeah, well, we watched a little bit more than 2, but it was fun. I enjoyed that.
I think Domino Masters is much better.
That one was fun too. And finally, question number 15. Which character was the first minifigure ever created with printed facial expressions other than 2 dots and a smile?
The guy with the red sweater, blue pants, brown, hair. Yeah, that guy.
That guy is incorrect. So the answer we're looking for came from a 1989 pirate-themed set, and his name was Captain Redbeard. He had an eye patch, a red beard, and a permanent little smirk, like a half smile.
Then they switched to turning heads that had two different expressions.
Yeah, you could get different ones, yep. And since then, they've got tons of different expressions on the minifigure, so that's pretty cool. Well, folks, I have a feeling that some of you maybe did struggle just as much as the lad did a little bit on this one, because this one was tough, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think the Lego history and Lego facts can be kind of difficult. So good job for making it this far. If you followed along, even if you didn't get any right, that's all right. We still learned a lot about the Legos, and so hopefully you had a good time with it. If you enjoyed this trivia, please leave us a 5-star review on wherever you're listening. Also, you can find us on social media at Dad Lad Trivia on Instagram and Facebook. Send us a DM if you've got something to say. So what are your final thoughts? What's your favorite Lego build ever?
I would say either the dragon from Harry Potter.
Oh yeah, that one was cool.
Or the Baby Yoda guy.
Yeah, the Baby Yoda one was pretty cool. I enjoyed that one. We have it's on your shelf, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that one's cool. All right, folks. Well, thank you so much for tuning in for this episode and each and every episode. We wouldn't do it without support from our listeners just like you. So until we meet again, until next time, we'll see you later.
Alligators.